Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'm going to be your host tonight as we talk about the 1983 adventure sci-fi movie Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone.
Columbia Pictures presents Outer Space as you've never seen it before. The ultimate 3D experience.
Can't anything be simple anymore?
Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone in 3D.
You always roll your R's when you introduce us.
I feel like it makes me sound a little sexy. The audience likes when I sound sexy.
Sounds exotic.
Muy español.
Judging by the view I'm getting from this webcam picture of you, you also found it to be quite sexy.
It's very titillating.
So tonight I'm joined by Scott, Rebecca, Todd, Aaron, and myself. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
I feel well rested.
You're very welcome. Do you? I wonder why you feel so well rested.
I don't know.
All right, so we watched Space Fuckers Incorporated. It's a movie about a spaceship that crashes, and three Earth women end up stranded on this desert planet. Meanwhile, our main character Wolf is like a cheap version of Han Solo. Takes on this bounty for 3 gajillion space bucks. And he lands there, and he has to enter the Forbidden Zone, where Overdog, played by Michael Ironsides, has captured these women to make them his slaves or something like that. Is that about right? I fell asleep too. I'm not going to lie. I didn't actually fall asleep. Like, I didn't literally fall asleep, but I did lose complete interest in this movie and open the internet and surf around for questionable material.
I think that was a pretty good synopsis.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Says the guy that slept through all of it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I don't know how you could sleep through this movie.
I didn't sleep through all of it. That's not true. I just wasn't as talkative as normal.
Yeah. He's a little quiet. Scott, what'd you think of Space Hunter's Forbidden Zone adventures?
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, it needed some work. The backstories really weren't fleshed out at all, but the costumes and the vehicles and the sets and everything was really top notch. Yeah.
Had some great production values for sure, and that's not a joke.
Especially for such a small budget. Was it $14
million?
$14 million
in 83? That's almost like $1.5 billion in today's with inflation and stuff.
That was like Return of the Jedi timeline. How much did that cost?
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Probably, like, a lot more.
No. 32 to 42 million.
So, okay.
So, like, twice as much.
Twice as much. And...
Yeah, okay, okay.
Return of the Jedi's probably one of the best Star Trek movies, so... There you go.
Star Wars Troopers.
Rebecca, what'd you think of Space Cowboys?
I agree with
Revenge
Scott. I liked it. It kept my attention.
Did you hear it though? Because I feel like all the snoring going on would make it difficult to hear.
I could actually hear it. Going on what Scott said, like the costumes were well done. Like the thing that Michael Ironside was wearing, his character was wearing, was really cool. There were a lot of cool contraptions, like the trucks and stuff. And
yeah,
she was really annoying, but I like the interactions between Molly Ringwald and Peter Strauss.
Really? Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, I thought they worked well together.
Okay. Todd, what'd you think of Space Star Wars Revenge of Captain Planet?
I tell you, every time I awoke from my slumber, I was really impressed by the... By the sets. The sets were insane. The costumes were insane. The that Jeep thing they were driving around, that thing was cool. I did think Molly Ringwald was insanely annoying. She's probably what woke me up half the time with her like screeching and squawking. It was
squawking.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
I can't be good.
Like I don't even know if she did a bad job. She may have been like directed as such. The acting didn't seem necessarily bad in the movie. It was just, I think it was just like the
her character.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah. I think that's the way they wrote the character up. But yeah, it was a visually impressive movie, I would say. The story might have been a little lacking, but you know, I can't really comment on that too much.
Aaron, what'd you think of Starship?
I wanted to like this. I thought it Starship Colon Hunters or what the fuck are we calling this now? Well, first of all, I am glad it's not a colonoscopy video. I was a little concerned after your outro last week.
Although, technically, I think you might get a little colonoscopy vision when you enter Michael Ironside's.
Are you
going to
fucking let me finish my review?
Butthole thing.
My review here?
Oh, yeah. Finish your review, and then we'll get into it.
Before we
we'll
discuss Michael Ironside's butthole. We'll get there. Don't worry. Yes. In detail. No, I was kind of like between you and Todd. At first, it was really cool. Molly Ringwald was really annoying, and I started drifting to like looking at crap on Amazon. And my mind just kind of kept going back and forth.
Yes, you did tell us about the synthetic urine you found on Amazon. I appreciated that.
Exactly. So there.
What do you do with that?
I don't know. I was
pass
looking for.
I know what I'd do with that. I'd have a party, and I put it in a big jar that says lemonade. Actually, why didn't I just pee in a big jar? Like, what's at that point?
Yeah, I don't think you have to order synthetic from Amazon for that. You can just pee in a jar.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Continue talking about this.
I don't know what the hell I was talking about now.
You were talking about, you were drifting off because Molly Ringwald was annoying.
Okay, but what I could actually focus on the movie, it was pretty entertaining. So I'll give it that. And I agree with what Scott said. Like, the sets were cool. Overall, I think it was actually a pretty decent movie. I just need to watch it again with more focus.
Kind of thought this was, like, them trying to launch a new Star Wars, you know what I mean, like, world or whatever. Mm-hmm. It felt to me, you ever see the movie Pluto Nash?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where, like, a studio is like, we could make a whole franchise here. We'll launch with this big budget movie. And it's just bad, but it like has good production. It just isn't a good movie. And that's kind of what this is. It looks good.
They did a ton of world building in this too. Like, I could see where you're coming from there is what I'm saying. Because I don't know how many times I thought that is really deep if this is their only plan.
But that was one of the things I appreciated about it, is they did a ton of world building. You had so much interesting technology and creatures mm-hmm. and stuff. But the story itself was really simple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was easy to follow. It was just these guys stumbling into different things, which was better than like just a really convoluted story and things occurring. I don't know. Like, I always knew what they were trying to do. He was always trying to get to these people to rescue them. And things that occur along the way slow them down or whatever.
Yeah, I think that might have been why myself and Aaron lost focus easier, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad thing about the movie.
Yeah. I didn't like Molly Ringwald either. Like, she's definitely a good actress, but she was just annoying in this role, and I didn't know what her role was supposed to be. Was she supposed to be like a kid to Wolf or a lover? Or
no, I think definitely a kid.
Definitely
she talks
a kid,
about
but
partway through how she wants him to adopt her, like
I miss
right
that.
Towards the beginning of their interactions together.
But she was like 25 years old. It was like weird. And he's like 30, and it's like, well,
she was
didn't
like
look 12. Like a kid.
She's like 13. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
not in the movie, was she?
Yeah,
in 1980,
but in real life,
1983.
She was young,
maybe
man.
14, 15.
No, she was like 20.
No,
she was only like 16 and 16 candles.
Well, now we have to do math.
So she was like 17.
She was 15.
Exactly. So, I don't know. She looks the same, though. Like, maybe it's just because I'm used to what Molly Ringwald looks like in 16 Candles and stuff, and I always thought she was older. I don't know. Okay, well, I guess that clears that up. I was just, like, confused. But she does sound like an annoying kind of bratty teenager. I guess that's what she was going for.
Yeah, I think she overdid that a little bit, but
I think you could have taken her character out of it and just switched it up with like a different character archetype or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think it would be a better movie if you took her out of it and maybe amped up the violence a little bit. Made it R-rated.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this a kids movie or not?
What was
There's
the
a definite
habit?
Shift.
The music led me to believe it was, but yeah, at the end there, it gets pretty dark. People falling into acid vats and...
Michael Ironsides was pretty scary looking. Like, if I watched my kids watch this, they would be scared.
I mean, and Chris is going to have midget nightmares yet tonight.
I believe
those
they
are
like to be called...
Dreams.
Little humans. What am I supposed to call them?
Munchkins. Munchkins. I love those little
bastards.
No,
that's the one that's wrong. I'm not allowed to say that.
Little people.
I would never say that.
Last week, I would never say that.
So let's talk a little bit about the shift from kids' action-adventure film into a dark film. You want to go a little more detail about why you think they went that route? Or
I definitely think, like, Ironsides and like maybe the third act in the movie just seemed more adult in nature, especially like the maze and stuff.
Yeah,
it was like a lot more violent than the rest of the movie. I know they killed people earlier on, but it never showed any blood or anything, and it was kind of like high adventure at that point. You had
swashbuckling
like
music
and
the
train, jump. Yeah, it wasn't scary, but at the end it was like dark, and Ironsides was just really scary looking, and he has big claw arms and he's craning people up and stuff.
If it was supposed to be a kids' movie too, there were definitely some awkward moments, like take their clothes off. No, slower.
Yeah,
like
super
weird stuff. Yeah. Like.
Well, and wasn't Michael Ironsides like making these women his sex slaves or something?
No, he was using implied, them for their vitality.
That's what they call
Mocha.
With his tunnel of love.
His or hers? Yeah. I'm so confused.
Well, and those blob creatures from earlier on, those are a little scary, too.
Yeah.
They were disgusting.
They were hanging. Yeah.
Yeah, so can you tell me a little about the blob creatures?
Yeah, so they're sleeping in, I don't know, like a silo or something? Mm-hmm. A lighthouse?
Yeah,
something
sort of
along
tower,
those lines.
Yeah.
And they wake up in the middle of the night because they hear noises, and when they go to investigate, there's like these gooey blobs of people hanging
like
from the ceiling.
Bags.
Yeah. That
were they,
start
were
attacking.
They birthing out of that, or is that how they cocoon and nest for the night, or what was that?
I don't know. They were...
Who knows? Yeah.
It was like weird, clear, plastic goo stuff. Just gross.
They were cool looking, though.
They were. And they slid down those tunnels and made like the plopping sounds as they came in.
I mean, how many factions of people were in this movie? I feel like there were a lot of factions of people.
Oh my god, there's too many to count. Like,
because there's those swamp Amazon ladies.
Oh, the mermaid ladies.
Right.
The train people. Were the train people just regular humans that got infected?
They weren't infected, were they? I thought they were normal. They were just being
They were different than the original people who got to the ladies then.
Right.
The three ladies.
I think the infected people worked for the chemists.
Okay, and then there were also the people in black that were hijacking the train.
And the little people.
There were little people with the grenades. Yeah.
With the grenades. I don't know. That goes back to the world building comment, I guess. I feel like there were a lot of factions and not a lot of backstory on any particular one. Not that it needed it. I'm just saying they build a lot around this universe.
I could have used a little more depth, but yeah.
Yeah, you could have probably eliminated some of those.
Well, I liked the variety, but yeah, it's like they'd meet them and they'd have some encounter and then you never see them again. And it's, you know, is their one day journey here that long? There's that many types of people.
That's because the story didn't really deviate at all. Like, there was no real hookups. Like, they would go, they'd find something would happen, but they would continue along the journey. It was never, like, until the very, very end that Molly Ringwald kind of got captured. But that could have happened, I think, way earlier in the movie, and maybe it would have been, like, a little character arc for Wolf. But it seemed to happen so quickly at the end that it just didn't feel like the story, like, went anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need they needed him to care about her in order for the whole capture of her to really mean anything. Otherwise, he'd just be like, meh.
I think along those same lines, though, I think, too, he could have cared a little bit more about the original Mayday. Like, they set up that space accident in the beginning where the escape pods flew away, and the whole point was one of them crashed, and that's when the bounty came through. One of them crashed. It had three ladies on it, and the bounty came through to his ship to pick them up.
3,000 mega credits.
3,000 mega credits. Which
that's a lot of fucking mega credits.
Which is totally...
seems to be a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, totally, hot dogs eat totally by with those mega credits. Square it's hot totally, dogs.
It's totally weird dogs. To begin with, because they're... Like, why would you... Are there also credits and mega credits? That's weird. Why would you be adding prefixes to your credits? But that's a whole nother topic.
Well, you got Mega Man. And he's a man, but he's a Mega Man. So you got your credits, but they're mega credits.
Yeah, but do you have like
kilo credits? And
kilo credits too? Do you have giga credits?
You got it your death, like and then you got your mega death. What do you want from me here? So I think they were just trying to appeal to a very wide audience. It's probably because mm-hmm. it was a decent amount of money sunk into this movie. And because of that, it kind of failed to capture any sort of audience, to me at least. What I would have wanted was a more adult version of this movie with some gore, some, you know, more violence. Then it would have been awesome.
Some more backstory about Michael Ironsides.
Yeah.
Why does he have the claws? Why is he the leader of the zone?
But the net is so wide to try to appeal to everyone that it just mm-hmm. kind of like, meh, I like some aspects of the movie, but overall didn't really do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I did have one other question around that. Same vein though, Chris. I wasn't really paying attention to all the 3D stuff. Was there a ton of 3D stuff in this? Because I could also understand if they spent a lot of money on a movie and they had really cool sets and really cool costumes and really cool vehicles and not much story, but there was 3D stuff like every step of the way. Because in 83, if you had a movie in theaters with 3D stuff every step of the way and it at least looked decent, you could probably go to the bank on that alone.
Yeah, but this is the 80s. We basically only had stereoscopic 3D, right? So you could shoot that with one camera and just take the two images and separate them with color filters.
Yeah.
That's your 3D effect, basically.
It's kind of shitty.
It adds some depth, but you'd have to deal with the colors. It's not like now where they have to shoot with all these crazy cameras and cost a lot of money to do.
It was a novelty thing
back then.
Sure, but people still saw it as a novelty. Yeah. I was wondering if they were just riding that train. Like, that's probably why there's no story, in other words, is they were just riding that. You know the beginning when it, like, popped out of the metal and the title came out through? I wasn't paying attention enough to see anything else in the movie like that.
There was one scene with, like, a gun.
Yeah.
That was, like, right in your face.
Yeah.
But not many, Todd. No.
It is interesting to note that this movie opened a week before Return of the Jedi. Which seems like bad timing. Yeah. I think that seems like a bad timing, right?
I don't know. Get the money in before Return of the Jedi takes everything.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but then you go like a month before, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Back then, movies were in the theater a lot longer, weren't they? I'm trying to remember from being a little kid what it was like, but...
Yeah, there weren't as many, yeah.
Now it's like I see a movie and I should probably go see that. And like 3 weeks later, it's not even in the theaters anymore. And then 3 weeks after that, it's on Netflix. Right. Where in the 80s, it was like 3 months in the theater or 2 months or something. I don't know. It just seems like back then, they probably would have picked a better time than that.
Its opening weekend, it grossed over $7 million, which seems
pretty good. And then it got destroyed by Star Wars. Might have hung in there a little longer if it was... launched a little before. Movie is produced by Ivan Reitman, which is pretty noticeable because you had a Harold Ramis cameo. You had the Bernstein music, which sounds like exactly like Ghostbusters music.
That was another problem with the movie. I kept hearing certain music cues that would instantly take my brain to Ghostbusters scenes, and I'd completely ignore the movie because I'm picturing the Ghostbusters scenes.
Definitely.
Did he do the music for Ghostbusters?
Oh, I thought he did.
I'm pretty
Maybe
sure
he didn't. It sounded like it.
Oh yeah, yeah, he did.
Okay. And then Ernie Hudson's also in the movie.
Yeah, another Ghostbusters connection.
Let's talk about Super Nintendo Chalmers. who is that?
That was Wolf's co-pilot, who was later revealed to be an android.
It's his dirty sex robot, you could say.
Well, that is true, yeah.
She sleeps
again. It ties into what's this movie aiming for?
You promised to give me 4 hours of downtime.
I'm glad I got you that nightshirt.
So we're introduced to her. She is we're not aware she's a robot, but then they get into a fight and she gets shot and she's a fucking robot and he hits a button and she melts all away.
That was amazing.
That was a cool effect.
And then he never bangs that robot again.
Hey, just 3D prints a new one.
So, what are some of the good things about this movie?
I think good thing number one is the sets. Sets were insanely good.
Definitely. Everyone was totally pretty unique.
I was going to say, pretty diverse, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always hopping out of the Jeep at some new, cool location.
What was your favorite location?
That's a good question. I don't know. I sort of like
the underwater one with the Amazon ladies.
Yeah, I sort of like the train. The train reminded me of like just a cool idea. It was like a pirate ship, but a train. It was like a little steampunk, a little
through the desert. That's a great
through
idea.
The desert. Yeah, I thought that was pretty sweet.
I like the Thunderdome at the end. It was like
Thunderdome was cool.
The maze of death.
Could have used more Michael Ironsides in this movie. He just only shows up at the end, and he wasn't even like really relevant to anything for the rest of the movie.
I'm just really curious what his deal is. Like, where'd the claws come from? He doesn't appear to have feet. What?
No, he's like a part of that machine.
He's like mostly a robot now.
Because it moves him all around.
Yeah. His right hand man or whatever is the chemist. Like, what? How's that guy fit in?
So
is he a Nazi?
Well, yeah.
He looked kind of like a Borg. He really looked like the Borg queen.
He had that weird eye thing.
Yeah. Like, he all robot or is he cyborg?
He's cyborg, Chris.
I think he's cyborg.
So then he eats?
Yeah.
Wait, do cyborgs eat? I'm just messing with you. I didn't want to get in that conversation.
That's a good idea. So let's get into that. I don't know. I feel like RoboCop ate. Well, sort of. He had to take those
proteins
of protein paste.
Yeah, but that's just because it's the future, right? We're all going to eat that in the future, so it's fair to say that
he
ate.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It was like modern day Detroit.
Yeah, it's not the future, is it?
Yeah, not that. No, not really.
I mean, not anymore. It was probably like early 2000s.
It was like 90s future, yeah.
Yeah,
it's, at the time the movie came out, it was meant to be the future. That's why he's the RoboCop, right?
But did RoboCop shit?
It's the near future.
Yeah, in the near future, people don't shit anymore.
Oh, I can't wait for the near future.
Well, I wonder if they didn't.
So much
I wonder if
time
he just, like,
saved.
The concoction he was fed perfectly absorbed into his body. He had nothing to shit.
So let's talk about the chemist.
It's an interesting strategy.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys ever seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah. Yes.
With Viggo?
Viggo.
The one with Viggo. You know Viggo's sidekick, the little weird,
is that him?
Creepy
is that
guy?
Janos.
It is not the same guy, but they are the same character, for sure.
I can see that, now you say that, yeah.
Because like half the time he like walks the room and he's like, "Hey guys, how are you? This is Viggo."
Can't figure out who I thought he sounded like, but man, he sounded a lot like somebody.
A Nazi general.
Did he sound like that guy from Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah, that guy.
That's a great idea, Chris. It's a good thing you came up with that.
There's a lot of lines in this movie. I kept writing them down.
Ooh, I liked her words for things like the instead of think, it was brain work.
Yeah, there were a lot of those. The
trust word.
Yeah, the native people had a lot of simple language.
more like the drugs too. She's like, I don't want any shrimp poppers or extreme fajitas.
She said,
got any joy smoke on you? Joy it's smoke. Been a long, dry day. What the fuck does that mean?
That's right. Then about how about some extreme fajitas or shrimp poppers, right? Is that what
she said? She was ordering off of TGI Fridays.
You guys want some appetizers? It's two for Tuesday.
You're like fly shit on the window. First little breeze that blows and you're gone. That's a pretty good one, actually.
You've never said that before?
I will now.
I like Overdog when he was trying to find new slaves. And he said, can you see if they have missing limbs? I hate when they have missing limbs.
Says the guy with no hands.
Talk. Yeah, he has claw hands.
Why would he matter if he's just absorbing their vitality? What does that mean? What does it mean by absorbing their vitality?
We need more info on this guy.
Their life essence or life force.
He puts them in this tunnel, right? It's like a neon light tunnel. And then it cuts to him slowly masturbating, I assume.
With the claw.
What it looks like. Yeah. And then I don't know what happens because Wolf shows up. But that's as much glimpse we got into Michael Ironside's ritual for these people.
When it's doing something to her, because she's like,
yeah, give me some theories here.
Down.
Give me some theories. Ooh, she's getting droopy.
It's sucking her life energy and putting it into him, right?
Yeah.
Remember the beginning, the old guy on the boat train.
What does that mean? Sucking your life energy.
Like what's the movie?
Life
Force? One of the Star Trek movies.
Wow.
A tiny little life forms.
Oh, Nemesis.
Yeah.
That movie sucked.
They're sucking the energy.
What? Sad. You know what they were sucking? That movie.
Data.
The ones with the pinched faces.
Yeah, they're stretching their face back. And yeah.
Okay.
Same idea here, I think.
But if he's all robot, why does he need the life force anyways? Just get some fucking batteries up in there.
He's not all robot.
He's a cyborg.
Oh, God. He's got a little man action going on, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody knows what the fuck you're saying.
I liked his bottom half. It was like a vacuum cleaner.
You always do like the bottom half of man, don't you?
he had like giant mixer things that you would use on a hand mixer when you're baking for hands, and then his bottom half was like a vacuum cleaner, and then his head was like a creepy vampire person.
Yeah, he looked like a Strigoi from
The Strain.
The Strain, yeah. It actually looked really cool.
This movie looks really cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any effects or anything that were actually bad. I can't really think of any.
No, not really. They were all really good. All the miniatures are amazing.
I'm with Todd, too. That Jeep was fucking cool, man.
Yeah,
I like that Jeep. Thing.
That was so Mad Max. There's several vehicles that were just like straight out of Mad Max.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can't do it ever again.
I'm not saying you can't do it, Todd, because we can definitely do it, but...
It sounds like you're saying we can't do it ever again, Todd, just because Mad Max did it.
Todd, we're definitely going to do it again. Just
keep it to the bottom half, guys.
Wait till your wife's not on anymore and we'll do it again. Okay? You keep falling asleep while we're trying to do it.
And then you're not doing it right.
So, I did want to say... Did you guys notice like the Star Wars sound effects, like legit R2-D2 sound effect?
I heard R2 a couple times.
Especially in his ship in the beginning, like when he first gets the Mayday signal.
I mean, if that's just a big joke, though, that's hilarious.
That is kind of funny.
If they're like, we're just going to put this out a week before Star Wars and use all the Star Wars sounds in the background, maybe no one will notice, wink, wink.
They didn't have that, like, Star Wars force idea, though, that mythology. There was nothing like that in this movie.
Yeah, no mystical power humans or whatever.
Could have went for that, a little bit of that.
Magic or anything along those lines. I can think of two things that I thought were really bad. The first is in the intro scene with the space helmets, with the three dildo thing.
Yes, the ladies with their pleasure helmets.
Why was their reward so high? Are these like special, like royal people? Or?
I guess.
Beautiful women, Scott, from Earth.
They come packed in packing peanuts.
Are they worth 3,000 megabucks?
They were worth so much fucking megabucks. I would pay so much.
What if that's equal to like $5?
Well, but they They made some comment that it was a lot of money.
Doing for a shitload of money.
They just never explained it.
Yeah, just you had no context. Princess. You know that one movie we watched where the guy bought an apple and he was like, it's $15,000. At least then we had context. An apple's worth $15,000. But
right,
in this,
right.
3,000 yeah, megabuck credits for three beautiful women doesn't seem that bad. You know, if like you go to Vegas and you get some high-class escorts, they're probably going to cost you more than $3,000, right? Right, Todd? Todd?
Are megabucks are dollars, much? Though?
I don't know. That's what I was just... I was just doing the conversion. It was one-to-one conversion. That's what I was doing. So,
well, that'd be $1,000 a woman.
Yeah, for a high-class hooker.
Yeah, but is $3,000 worth like going to this planet and landing and taking all the trouble to rescue them?
It's true. I don't even know what I'm saying because it's not like he's buying the girls. He's just saving them.
Let's do an experiment. Right. We're going to print off some things called megabucks and we're going to send you to Vegas. Your job is to see how many hookers you can get with the 3,000 megabucks we give you.
No problem.
All right.
I just buy a sex robot. It's just so much easier. You just buy a dirty sex robot.
If there was ever an assignment made for me, that's it. I will report.
Yeah, it must have been worth a lot because he lost his sex robot, Chalmers.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
It's got to cost a lot to replace that, right?
Yeah.
Well... And then they do team up with Ernie Hudson, who's like an old
army buddy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He used to know. And they team up and they make a deal that Ernie Hudson will get 50% of this reward. And Ernie Hudson says he wants to build a dirty sex robot with his money. So that leads me to believe.
That's a lot of money.
For 1,500 mega credits, you can build a sex robot. So do the math there, gentlemen and ladies.
So like, how much is a sex robot? Now,
I think it's probably like what kind you want. Do you want like a normal, like, just box like kind of sex robot, or like one that box. Vacuums?
No, you want a, like you want a custom a one,
box.
Right? You want a
you want to, one like Michael Ironsides,
that one can, like Superintendent Chalmers.
Yeah,
that's at least what, 20 grand, 30 grand? I don't even know.
Right, but know, man, what is that in megabucks?
Exactly.
This is the real root of the problem. It's just conversion factor.
So
we
need
conversion. The common product.
This is like the metric system. Nobody understands that shit.
America, fuck
the
rest
of the world.
Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
So what would you guys change about this movie to improve it? Anything? Or you think it's just fucking grade A perfect?
I'd take weird. Molly Ringwald Jar Jar out. And
yeah.
More, okay. More with Michael Ironsides.
More Ironsides. Can't go wrong there.
I don't think you have to remove her. I think you just need to make her character less annoying. She could just be like this kid that has nobody and just it's like a drifter and needs a little help or something. And he kind of gets attached to her instead of making her so. And I mean, I would just kill that like, kid or like leave her for
weird,
dead.
Because he's like fucking Han Solo. Like he's this rogue guy. He doesn't seem like somebody who would get attached to like a kid or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Just doesn't seem like a fit to me.
He's doing a killer Indiana Jones or just a Harrison Ford in general impersonation. He did a really good job. True. His voice sounded like Harrison Ford.
It sounded
Ford.
Like him like the whole time.
Yeah. Is Molly Ringwald supposed to be like Short Round?
Yeah, but worse.
Yeah.
But a little less Asian, I think.
A little more female.
But Short Round was so much more charismatic
right.
and fun.
So you think she's supposed to be comic relief? Since Short Round?
Maybe. I mean, she did say things that were supposed to be funny, I think, but I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I was going to go along the same vein of what would I change? The only thing I might add, like it was a wide breadth and a shallow depth. I might reverse that and just get, like Scott said, a little more info on Michael Ironside, but maybe also a little more info on what happened immediately, in the opening of the movie. Just a little more info on what happened, why he would take that money just to go down. Like, is it just money? This needs to be some sort of attachment there because it's just
He had no reason.
Like halfway through the movie, the only reason was money up until like halfway through the movie.
It literally could have been like a Spaceballs thing where it opened with him talking to somebody on a screen saying how he owes them money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would have been enough.
But you didn't get any of that, so it was like just odd that he just went and did this. But, you know, 3,000 mega credits is a lot of fucking credits, Todd. And when a man needs his credits, he's got to do some things.
When credits aren't good enough and he needs them mega credits, you know, you got to do it.
You know, that's right. All right, let's play a game about dictators.
So we have Overdog, the dictator of this lovely planet. So I figured we could look up some information, or we could do a little quiz on some famous dictators from around the world. So let's start.
Famous dictators
from around the world. You like that?
That was sexy. That was fantastic.
They didn't roll the R's, but you could still feel the sexiness in that. Sorry. Did you get it?
This is a multiple choice quiz. All right, let's see. Which dictator's name was a pseudonym? Was it A, Hitler, B, Mussolini, or C, Stalin?
Hitler.
Mussolini, because it's kind of like that noodle names. Or something. I'm going Mussolini.
I'm going Hitler.
Wait, why? I'll go Stalin.
Aaron, what did you say?
I said Hitler. I'm not sure.
It was Stalin.
Oh.
His real name, now I'm going to try to say it, was Joseph, but it was Viskarayevich Javugavuli.
Good call.
So, Stalin was definitely. Probably a better choice.
So, Joe Djibouti was his name? All right. Got it.
Bugavili. Bugavili.
He was from Georgia, I think.
Booga.
Hotlanta.
Just doesn't roll off the tongue like Stalin.
Downtown Hotlanta.
It's because you're not using enough R's.
Bugavugavich.
I remember what you said.
Sounds Georgian.
All right. Bashar al-Assad was never which of these things? A, the head of the Syrian Computer Club, B, a fourth grade teacher, or C, an ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist.
He was never
a fourth grade teacher.
Scott and Todd both get that one. He was the head of the Syrian Computer Club and an ophthalmologist. He actually went to medical school and then decided to be a dictator. You know, like you do. What animal's blood did Gaddafi wash his hands in for superstitious reasons? A deer, B, calf, or C, snake?
Calf.
Ooh. Calf.
I'll say a deer.
I'll say calf.
It is a deer.
Yeah, three in a row.
Jesus Christ. You know so much about dictators, you fucking
dictator.
Dictator.
I am from a royal family here, so.
That's true.
What did Idi Amin, the butcher of Uganda, use as a chair? Was it A, the bones of his enemies, B, his six wives, or C, four white men?
Can't go wrong with any of those answers. So
I'm going his six wives, because that would be awesome.
Oh my god. You are a dictator. Why are you giving him all these fucking ideas?
I mean, the bone chair sounds pretty intimidating.
Yeah, I don't think he could sit on four white guys or six women. I think it's got to be the bones of your enemies.
Pretty sure Chris knows all about sitting on four white guys, though.
That's what he's using for a chair right now.
Right now.
Aaron, what did
you say? I'm going to go with bone chair.
Correct answer is four white guys.
What? Are they dead?
Streak.
It was supposed to be a form of reverse discrimination to show that Europe used to be in control, but now he's in control of Europe.
I just don't understand how you make a chair out of four white guys.
I guess you have them like bend down.
Very carefully.
Just ask IKEA. I'm sure they can come up with something.
You need an Allen wrench to put them together. Allen, a white guy.
Oh, Chris gets it now.
Oh, shit. I got that.
Which did Romanian dictator Nicolae Cosecu not worry was poisoned? A, his food. B, his swimming pool. Or C, his clothes.
Clothes.
Food.
His food. That was the last thing that killed him.
Swimming pool.
Swimming pool he did not worry about.
Jesus.
His clothes, he would change. He had a new suit every day.
Holy shit. I should do that. You know, I'm so tired of washing clothes.
Yeah, laundry's for suckers. That sounds great.
If I just threw everything out and started over every day.
I mean, if you have the money of being a dictator, that's no question. New clothes every day.
I mean, better yet, you don't even have to throw them away. You could just, like, donate them, and then you look like the good guy anyway.
Mm.
Until you poison all the peasants.
Buy a lot of clothes for the cost of a washing machine.
I don't think dictators really worry about looking like a good guy. I don't think that's on their list of priorities.
I think they want to look like the bad guy. I mean, you don't sit on four dudes and want to be a good guy.
You've been very, very bad.
Who was Hitler's favorite actor? Was it Charlie Chaplin, Greta Garbo, or Buster Keaton?
Charlie Chaplin. Didn't he do that speech?
I don't think it was Chaplin because he made fun of Hitler in the one movie.
Yeah, Greta Garbo.
I'm going to say Buster Keaton.
I'll say Greta.
It was Charlie Chaplin. He actually thought that role was funny.
Wow.
Apparently Hitler had a really good sense of humor. Which is evident by everything.
When you're doing as many drugs as he did, everything's freaking funny.
Mm. Which of these words did Niyazov of Turkmenistan change during his reign?
Which ones?
Was it A, hammer, B, bread, or C, red?
Change?
Bread.
Hammer.
Red.
Hammer, because he was too legit to quit.
It was bread. He named it after his mother.
Oh,
how sweet!
Yeah, he was a big softy. Last
what a
one,
nice dictator.
Where did Kim Il Sung, who's Kim Jong Il's father, the original North Korean dictator, where did he have a baseball-sized growth? Was it on his inner thigh? His right underarm or his neck?
One underarm.
Straight up neck. Dude had a goiter.
I'll say underarm.
Thigh.
It was on his neck, so all photos had to be taken from the left side so you couldn't see the gigantic baseball.
Yeah, I never saw pictures of him with a goiter.
Why didn't he get it removed?
It was where the spot was. They couldn't do it without killing him.
It's hardcore.
Yeah. Scott is the winner of that game. He is the dictator of this podcast.
Shocking. Sitting on four white guys over there. Didn't even think of that.
Six wives. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So, should we talk about the end of the movie? You know, where Michael Ironsides is now a big claw machine. And Wolf shows up and jams a vacuum cleaner tube into him and movie ends. And I had no idea what the fuck happened. I don't know.
It was electrified. It was electrified.
It was a power cable.
It looked like a vacuum cleaner tube. Like it was like the stretchy, like plasticky kind of thing. There's a lot of that going on in the background.
It was sending gas down the tube and they were using the electricity to create a plasma.
It was a fart tube.
That's what they were doing.
It's a plasma old-fashioned futuristic fart tube.
Some science,
Chris.
You pick
those up for 20 megabucks.
Or it's a fart tube. I don't know.
Hardware store.
Yeah.
Man, you can get a lot of fart tubes for your 3,000 mega credits then.
What was his name? Overdog? What a stupid name.
Dumb name. Yeah.
What would you name him?
Somebody needs to work on that.
What would you call him?
I'm bad with names too, but... call him like gingivitis or something. He had some teeth problems going on. Hardcore. Yeah.
Lord Halitosis.
Yeah.
I liked Overdog.
Did you?
No,
it's a good name.
No, my mind goes to Underdog then, and I'm like, here I come to save the day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, but this is the opposite. Been like, he's over.
Nah, he should have been like Lord Septimus over Dick.
I like about like sucking lives out of people.
Lord,
that's his name, sucking lives out of people.
Yeah, Lord Life Junior
sucks a
Lord
lot.
Life suck.
I mean, the other his right hand man was called the chemist. I think they just could have went with the something. Yeah. Just like I don't know
the something,
the pusher,
the claw, something the like claw. That. You know, the claw,
ooh, Doctor Claw,
Doctor Claw.
Oh, he went to he didn't go to 8 years of claw school for nothing. He is Doctor Claw. Thank you very much.
Even Ironside works that. Better as a dictator name than Overdog.
All right, how did he become the claw? Did he have like a accident as like a machine operator and got embedded in the machine, or what happened?
He just really likes the arcade.
I feel like he made questionable decisions on his cyborg upgrades.
Yeah,
me too. Unless you're doing a lot of baking, what do you need those mixers for?
Yeah,
what's that going to do for you?
He's looking for that classic RPG respec. I don't know how many megabucks that costs, but he needs that respect because those claws and that vacuum cleaner ass aren't doing anything.
He can't even leave the building because he's hooked into this machine that pushes him around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You get those 2 points to spend when you level up. And
he just went to town on the wrong things, man.
So,
yep.
How can you instill fear in people if you are... solely in one location? Well, they're just gonna walk away from you and you can't do anything to get them back.
You come back here into my death maze or I'm gonna be really mad.
Right. How can you be an effective dictator like that?
Stop walking away from me.
He was originally sent there as a doctor, right, to help with their plague.
What?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, I read that too. Or I heard that. So it was when Wolf and Ernie Hudson were talking.
Yeah. So maybe he has, like, the antidote, the cure?
Maybe that's what the chemist is for? Like, the chemist keeps him going?
Maybe he's infected, and, yeah, the chemist keeps him infected, or keeps him alive. And to keep him alive, he has to have a lot of sex with people in his love hole.
But then I would think that would make the chemist the dictator, because he's really the one that's in control.
Interesting question, Rebecca. Interesting.
Maybe he's just not in the correct mental state. Maybe he just can't handle it.
The chemist too much is too power. Busy making the shrimp fajitas and the poppers and stuff. He doesn't have time to be ruling people. You know how long it takes him to chop up all those jalapenos and put cheese on them and stuff?
He's just not made for a leadership role.
Nah. Hey guys, it's me, the chemist. Please come back so I can dictate you. What? I mean, no, there's no... That doesn't work.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, it's Dr. Nick.
Like, I like that he's a big robot man, but he wasn't mobile or anything, so it wasn't, like, intimidating. He should have been, like, in a big throne, and then he stood up, and he's, like, a big mech kind of thing. That would have been cool. But to be attached to a claw is just kind of dumb. And kind of fucking awesome.
His crane did go a lot of places. But
oh, it went so many
places.
We covered
the claws.
Yeah, we got to move on from the claw. Prequel?
It's a prequel.
Okay, what's the prequel about?
It's the two doctors coming to the planet to save the plague and Ironside's development into Dr. Claw.
And then they have a kid and his wife dies because of the pain.
And then Molly
Ringwald or something.
Is his child. Daughter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Never saw it coming.
And the daughter, they take her to a different planet. And she lives with moisture farmers. And
and we can call her Ray.
That's it. All right.
That's it.
Space Fuckers Incorporated. What'd you guys think? Scott, would you recommend it?
I would. I'd seek this one out to watch.
Would you?
I would.
He would.
It's quality filmmaking.
Quality all over this. Rebecca?
I would recommend it. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought the sets were well done and all that good stuff. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Toddy? Toddy Man? Toddy
yeah,
J?
I'd,
re-
I'd recommend it. I don't know, like, seek it out is a pretty strong word, but...
I mean, I never watched it or anything, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's great.
I'd watch it, or I'd recommend it.
I'd watch it for the first time.
I'd watch it once. I'd watch it. I haven't seen it, but it sounds pretty cool. Aaron, would you recommend this?
Yeah, I think after talking about it, most of the failings of it were on my attention span, not really the movie, per se. So I'd say, yeah, watch it. I think it's probably pretty decent. I may actually watch it again sometime just to see what I missed.
Really? Really? Yeah. It was that good?
No, it wasn't that good, but it was kind of fun.
I don't know. I think it was just like the kid-like aspects of the movie that struck it down for me. You know, I didn't like that other movie watch, Spaceship Wars, or what was it, Scott?
Starfucker.
Star Crash. That movie didn't really do for me either.
That movie was awesome.
And this was kind of similar to that. This was definitely better than that. And like everybody said, you know, production quality is great, but it's just kind of boring. I don't know why. Just wasn't that fun.
You think there was too many different... I mean, there wasn't a lot going on, but it was just like, okay, here's our next hurdle, here's our next hurdle, here's our next hurdle. But just too much of that with no real purpose to those.
It felt like forced with the music to be like the swashbuckling adventure movie, but a lot of times it wasn't what you were seeing didn't fit with the music on the screen, so I just didn't feel anything. I don't know. Maybe I'm dead inside. I think I'm dead inside.
And we've reached the root of the problem. The
movie's too fun for me, and I can't handle it.
Here's an interesting parallel, Chris. You also dislike video games with super linear plots or storylines. I feel like this was pretty linear. There wasn't a lot going on. Yeah, you told me that already on numerous occasions.
I've never said that.
But I feel like this is pretty linear. This is pretty narrow, pretty linear. It's just the same group of people where stuff keeps happening to them. That might be what turned you off about it.
I don't know. I can't pinpoint it. Check it out. Maybe you'd like it. It's definitely not bad. You know, this is probably like one of the better quality productions we've seen on this show. I just didn't like it. So there you go. Take that in your pocket and save that for later and spend it at the local store. Next week, we're going to watch the 1985 horror movie, The Stuff. It's about a delicious
goo.
You
got the right stuff. Baby.
And if you like what you heard, go to the iTunes.com/review us and leave us a review. Go to the website badmovienightpodcast.com, send us all your questions, and check out our video show. We just put out an episode on Rats, Night of Terror.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Until next week, start saving those megabucks, and maybe you can by a sex robot. Okay.
The love shit.
Sound good, guys? Why don't you do that? Anything else? No? Nobody? Anybody? Anybody else had a good outro? No? No? No. We're going to end it then. That's what you get.
I can't brain work that fast.
Okay. There you go. All right. See you.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.